Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, there is still a chance of showers, a high near 61 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly clear with a low around 34. Friday, a 20% chance of showers after 11 a.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 51. The Weather Service has issued a flood warning for locations near the Mississippi River. Moderate flooding is occurring and major flooding is forecast along the river at La Crosse. At 16 feet, water is within 1 foot of Rose Street near Interstate 90 and the eastbound I-90 exit may be closed. The flood warning remains in effect from now until midnight Monday. The Nearly Noon News will continue to follow the Weather Service notices and report back as more updates are available. And in the news, in a story shared with us from the Wisconsin Examiner and which is available through the Creative Commons, legislation that would bar Wisconsin and local governments across the state from banning fossil fuel-powered tools, appliances, or vehicles sailed through the assembly on party line votes Tuesday. Republican advocates called the measures common sense guarantees of free choice and a bulwark against government overreach. The lone opposition speaker dismissed them as unnecessary. During the assembly session, lawmakers passed several bipartisan bills, including one that broadens the membership of county land conservation committees to include people connected with agriculture, and another that expands the participation of farmers in a grant program to combat agricultural runoff and promote conservation. The Republican Majority Assembly also passed a series of resolutions authored by Democrats, ending a stretch of several days in which the minority party's members have been frozen out of even that largely ceremonial legislative practice. Among them were resolutions honoring the memory of the late former Governor Tony Earle and the late former University of Wisconsin Chancellor Rebecca Blank, and one commemorating April 22nd as Earth Day, the holiday created by the late U.S. Senator Gaylord Nelson. The debate over the two energy discrimination bills was devoid of acrimony despite the outcome. AB 141 states that no state agency or local unit of government may restrict the use or sale of a device based on the energy source that is used to power the device or that is consumed by the device. AB 142 similarly bars state or local governments from restricting the use or sale of motor vehicles based on the energy source and to power the motor vehicle, including use for propulsion or use for powering other functions of the motor vehicle, the bill states. The bills passed with only Republican votes, 62-35 for the first measure and 62-35 for the second. Each bill has a state Senate counterpart. If the Senate also votes along party lines, that could signal the probability of a veto from Democratic Governor Tony Evers. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.